There's a tiny part of your retina, that's the tissue in the back of the eye, called the macula. It's what makes it possible for you to see details and to do things like thread a needle, read small print and street signs.
To watch TV, to driving, to do the fine daily work. So if a patient lost their central vision, their life quality will be decreased dramatically.
That's Dr. Yizong Wang, a research scientist at the Retina Foundation of the Southwest. For over a decade, he's been trying to come up with a way to reduce the number of people who lose vision because of diseases that affect the macula, like diabetic retinopathy and age-related macular degeneration, or ARMD. Both cause the leakage of blood and swelling in the eye.
If you detect it, get treated, and the swelling comes down, their vision will recover to a certain degree. But if you let the swelling sit on the retina for a couple of months, the damage is irreversible.
There's no cure for ARMD, but doctors can prevent it from getting worse by injecting a medicine in the eye as soon as it flares up. So catching any damage to the retina early is key, and weekly, even daily monitoring is ideal. Problem is, patients often miss checkups. Mike Bartlett is president of a Richardson biotech firm called Vital Arts Science, and he explains that for people most commonly affected by these diseases, the elderly, tracking slight changes in vision is no easy task.
You wake up in the morning, your eyes are fuzzy. Is this a problem coming back again, or is this going to clear up in a little bit and I'm really okay? So it's really hard for these patients to know is something bad going on, but it's really important for them to monitor.
Bartlett has worked on developing high-tech medical devices before with Texas Instruments, and he teamed up with Dr. Wang to develop a vision test that patients could use anywhere, on the couch or in the kitchen, that's accurate enough for doctors to trust. What they came up with is called My Vision Track. It's the first FDA-approved eye disease test you can take on an iPhone.
So we're going to put this at a comfortable position.
At the Retina Foundation, an assistant is helping Daniel Agnew of Frisco try the app on an iPad. Agnew has diabetic retinopathy. It's a leading cause of blindness in American adults. Right now, his vision is still pretty good, but...
It can affect it, yeah. I still have inflammation of the retina, and you get blurred vision.
With a yellow and black eye patch covering his left eye, Agnew is staring at three circles on a screen. In what looks like a game, he has to identify and tap the circle that isn't perfectly round. With each click, it gets harder.
A third test is needed.
This test is nothing like the standard Snelling chart, where you try and decipher those tiny letters. That test can't detect problems in the retina, but the iPhone test can. And more importantly, Agnew says,
it's easy to do, yeah. Very intuitive.
Results are stored and sent to the doctor, so patients don't have to keep track of how they did the week before or the year before. Right now, My Vision Track is by prescription only, but Bartlett hopes to have the app available in the iTunes store soon. And while it's not as fun as Angry Birds, it just might save your sight.
Well done.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.